More details are emerging in the case of nearly 50 asylum seekers transported to Martha's Vineyard in a scheme arranged by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The New York Times identifies the mysterious woman who allegedly encouraged them to board planes in Texas as a former U.S. Army intelligence official named Perla Huerta. Many of the migrants say she made promises of jobs, housing, and legal assistance. The group Lawyers for Civil Rights in Boston has filed lawsuits against Huerta, DeSantis, and others, alleging fraud against the migrants. So let's get an update on where things stand. Attorney Rachel Self is not part of the class action lawsuit, but she does represent some of the migrants, and she joins us now from Martha's Vineyard. Hi, Rachel.
Thank you for having me, Anthony.
I wanted to talk first about this woman, Perla Huerta, who the migrants say lured them onto the planes. Some of the migrants took pictures of her. What more have you learned about her from them?
What we learned was this woman represented herself to everybody as wanting to help them. She held herself out to be a guardian angel of sorts and made them all sorts of promises with regard to housing, jobs, assistance with their immigration paperwork, language classes, even just basic things such as food and shelter immediately for them when they were still down in San Antonio.
And what do you make of her being a counterintelligence officer or a former counterintelligence officer in the Army?
The more that the layers get peeled off of this onion, the more disturbing it all seems to me. But the biggest issue is that these migrants who were lured to Martha's Vineyard were victimized, and they are literally victims of a crime. And it's obvious that this was designed as a political stunt. But from my perspective, it's not a political story. It's a story about a crime and the people who suffered from it. And no matter what your political beliefs are, under the letter of the law, what happened to all of these people was illegal.
Right. Now, you're representing some of the migrants in their cases involving their immigration and asylum status. Beyond that, what other legal action is planned based on what's come to light about how they were taken from Texas? Do we know more about that?
As the facts started to flesh out, it became clearer and clearer that they were a victim of a qualifying criminal activity. And obviously, they have information, going back to your question about the photos that they have of Perla and the other people that were involved in the scheme. They have information about the criminal activity, and they're being helpful with law enforcement in their investigation of the crimes. So I've been working with Sheriff Salazar of Bexar County in his investigation of the abduction of the migrants who were fraudulently lured onto the flights to Martha's Vineyard. And like all crime victims, they deserve justice because whatever your status, your nationality, your race, your creed, no one deserves to be victimized in a cynical political stunt. And no human being deserves to be lied to, abducted, abandoned, and terrified. And those responsible for these acts need to face accountability.
I'd like you to respond, if you could, to Florida Governor DeSantis, because one of the things he said after these migrants landed in Martha's Vineyard was, you know, well, I mean, they've ended up in a place where they're being taken care of. I mean, there are people like you greeting them and meeting them and ensuring that they are taken care of in a way that we couldn't do in Florida or Texas.
It takes incredible arrogance to think you know what is best for migrants themselves and for immigration policy at large when you don't even know the difference between an asylum seeker and a refugee. The brochure they were given outlining the benefits they would receive described benefits for a completely different class of immigrants, which did not apply to them. You can't consent to being a victim of a crime. And if they were induced fraudulently onto the plane, which it's our position they absolutely were, nothing in their quote-unquote agreement or consent form fixes that. The consent from a legal perspective is meaningless,
right,
and from a moral perspective is disgusting.
Many of these migrants walked through several countries to seek asylum here. We've been focused on this sort of last leg of their journey, if you will, this flight to Martha's Vineyard. But tell us more about their journey to get here.
Yes, some of them have been traveling for months on foot. Some of them have suffered injury. One gentleman was severely beaten and had his jaw broken and several of his teeth ripped out. Others were traveling with people who perished on the journey. So it's truly about as horrific a journey as one could imagine.
Now, Rachel, most of the asylum seekers are now housed at a military base on Cape Cod. What's life been like for them there, and what's the plan for them going forward?
So at this point, they're doing quite well, and several of them actually have left the base. Many of them have actually come back to Martha's Vineyard to open arms and housing that people have made available to them. Several went to New York because that's where they were originally trying to go. Housing has been provided for the families. There are several families with young children, and efforts are being made because the mothers... of the kids, they just keep on saying they want their kids to be going to school. So we've been trying to address all of the immediate needs over the last couple of weeks for these individuals to make sure that they have everything they need to move forward.
All right. Well, that's Rachel Self. She's an immigration attorney based in Boston representing the migrants who were flown to Martha's Vineyard. Rachel Self, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.